just
fire trucks, hook and ladder trucks.
Does the fire department here have one of those? It's a big aerial hose with a boom and buckets that it lays flat and then it picks up. And
aerial ladder, aerial truck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If someone had a heart attack, do they have a kind of truck they might send?
Rescue truck. We've got one of the best rescue units in the country.
Mm-hmm. How does that function? How does the rescue unit work? Do you know very much about it?
Yeah, it's operated out of the fire department. They have 7 or 8 trucks. They're stationed around different parts of the country. If someone has a heart attack, they call into the fire department. The fire department dispatches a fire truck with a oxygen tank to the scene, and then they call the rescue truck, and the rescue truck is equipped with everything that the men on the rescue trucks have been trained. My niece's husband is one of them, and he has taken a medical course. He's not a doctor, but he's what they call now, instead of a male nurse, a doctor's assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys can give any kind of treatment that a heart attack patient or any kind of an accident victim might need. They've got everything on the truck. They've got glucose for intravenous feeding. They've got adrenaline. They've got every equipment that they would need. It's practically the same as in an emergency room at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a man have a heart attack on the street corner downtown, and the rescue truck worked on him for at least 45 minutes right on the sidewalk, giving him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, pounding his chest, giving him glucose transfusion, needle this big, giving him adrenaline, and he couldn't have gotten any better treatment in an emergency room of the hospital than he got right on the street corner.
Mm-hmm.
We've got one of the best rescue units in the country. They've sent teams from other cities into to study Jacksonville's system.
That's good.
One of the best.
That's good to know.
It's a mighty impressive thing to see them working on somebody, because I had never, I knew we had it, but I had never seen them work on anybody like that. But they worked on that old man right on the sidewalk, laid him flat on the sidewalk and worked on him for at least 45 minutes before they took him to the hospital. And they have a radio where they're in contact with the hospital to ask them what to do next if they don't know.
If the fire chief came over to a fire alone, what might he drive over in?
The fire chief's car.
What would the police drive around in?
Patrol car.
Would you ever hear that called anything?
Squad car.
Would you hear it called anything on television?
No, probably have, but.
What would you call a van that the police might use sometimes? They might put drunks in it or something.
Patrol wagon, paddy wagon.